listening to Seth Goldstein Reporting, a series on Anchor from Raging Chicken Press. Find us online at ragingchickenpress.org. As most brands run from the NRA and their supporters, there's some big name people that are sticking by the NRA. Those include Amazon, Apple, YouTube, which is owned by Google, and Alphabet. These companies, along with Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, which are more obvious synergies with the NRA, these other companies need to have their hands held over the fire and held accountable for their actions. There's no reason why these companies like Amazon, YouTube, and Apple need to be supporting the NRA after such a horrific mass shooting and the NRA's response afterwards. They need to be. Love to know your thoughts. Post them or record them and put them in the feed. I will feature them on the next show. According to TheHill.com, Scott Pruitt, the head of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, says the Bible, yes, the Bible, says harvest the natural resources. The Hill's writer, Timothy Kama, writes, Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, head Scott Pruitt said his desire to use Earth's resources like oil and coal is grounded in the Bible. In an interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network, the CBN, published Thursday, Pruitt spoke about how his Christian views inform his views on the environment and environmental policy. It's all about Jesus. Now, you know what? I'm all for people being religious, having faith and all that. But being so religious that it sways common sense is beyond me. Now, he says, the Bible's worldview with respect to these issues is that we have a responsibility to manage and cultivate, harvest the natural resources that we've been blessed to truly bless our fellow mankind, he told CBN. Now, the thing is, it says manage, responsibility to manage and cultivate. The key word here is manage. Just recklessly mining and strip mining our hills and all that stuff that, you know, the EPA is trying to get rid of regulation is not managing or properly cultivating our natural resources. Now, a natural resource is also solar energy. A natural resource is also wind energy and hydroelectric energy. There's a lot of natural resources that are not fossil fuels. So, his view, and it's from the Bible, which is fine by me if that's what you want to do, is also swayed because he says that in the biblical worldview, with respect to these issues is that we have a responsibility to manage and cultivate, harvest the natural resources. Now, manage is the key word there. And also, be responsible for this. We, from the Bible, we are responsible for the world. If you want to go back to saying that the humans are the center of the universe, center of all things, you know, then we have to responsibly manage our natural resources. Not just fossil fuels, but wind, hydroelectric, and also solar. So, that's what I'm saying. Love to hear your thoughts. Send me in a voicemail on Anchor. Talk to you later.
Alright guys, this has been Seth Goldstein reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. That's it for now. Tune back soon and we'll have another podcast ready for you to go and listen to. If you like what I'm doing here and what we're doing on RagingChickenPress.org, please go to patreon.com/rcpress. That's patreon.com/rcpress.